This week, AM has been going behind the walls of some of the nation's juvenile detention centres. We took a look at Perth's Bangsha Hill Centre yesterday, and now we've been given access to the Cobham Juvenile Justice Centre in Western Sydney. There's a review underway in New South Wales into the use of force and isolation after one young detainee was held in his room for 166 days out of 300. Our reporter Lindy Caron went to the Cobham Detention Centre.
Vocational training behind bars. Three teenage boys have earned the privilege to take part in a barista and hospitality course.
Making coffees for the staff and that, it's good.
That's 16-year-old Jay, who's been in and out of custody since he was 11. He says early on he was once locked in his room as punishment for 12 hours.
Yeah, stressing out, I was stressing out. Yeah, I didn't like it in there because I was just thinking about stuff, you know.
18-year-old Vincent has also spent a large part of his life in custody.
I've got an Aboriginal background. I've been coming in and out of juvenile justice since I was 11 years old. Some say I'm institutionalised, but I don't mind it in here because on the outside I was raised up in docks, so like I'd rather be in here than in docks. I was locked down up there all the time for a whole 2 weeks because I was 11, and I think that's still a shit go, but nothing they can do. They can't mix me with older people because I was a bit of smart-ass back then too.
Under New South Wales legislation, detainees can be locked in their rooms for up to 24 hours. The department says 73% of cases last for 6 hours or less. But detainees can, however, be confined, separated or segregated for longer periods for safety or security reasons. Michael Vita is the manager of the Cobham Juvenile Justice Centre.
If you're posing an active risk and it's assessed the level of risk is high, you'll then be managed in accordance with a regime which takes that into consideration. I gave the example of an incident where three detainees set upon a 56-year-old youth worker, in effect taking her hostage, and if it wasn't for the quick actions of her colleagues, could have been in a much worse situation. Obviously, you have to manage that, and those detainees were placed on a regime where until we assess their risk had lessened, they were going to spend some time in their room.
Cobham is the state's main remand centre and takes in offenders across the full spectrum, from minor infringements to murder, manslaughter and terror-related charges.
Whether they're terror-related or whether they're just high-risk charges of other gang affiliations, bikie, they'll be treated on their merits. They obviously don't get to talk to each other. I'll take into consideration intelligence not just from our agency but from other stakeholders, federal police, anti-terror squads, New South Wales Police. So depending on associations or depending upon the circumstances in their mandates will dictate what they do. But generally, we keep an eye on them like we would any kid that's on other charges that are high risk.
The independent review into the use of force and the use of confinement and isolation in juvenile detention is expected to be finished early next year.
Lindy Caron with that report.